Unlike the larger navies of the British and the Americans, the signing of the Washington Naval Treaty left Japan with considerable tonnage available for destroyer construction and a relatively small modern destroyer fleet. Along with this, the restriction on the number of capital ships the Japanese Navy was allowed meant that torpedo attacks, which Japanese doctrine called for to weaken the enemy battle line prior to the main engagement, were now even more important. Thus, instead of taking a break from destroyer design, the Japanese simply pressed on with an advancement of their previous designs. Said previous designs had started with the four-gun of round about 1,300-ton Minakaze class, the latest iteration of which was the Kamikaze class, named well before the association with suicide attacks. The design family had a rather unusual armament layout, with four single 4.7-inch guns laid out with one forward, one between the funnels, and two aft, but both on a raised platform, so all the guns were at the same level. Where most destroyers would have had a super-firing forward gun, they instead had one of their torpedo launchers in a recessed mounting. The new class, the Mutsukis, would introduce some changes. The most obvious was the bow. Instead of a simple, slightly raked shape, the bow now had a pronounced S-curve and a significant flare to improve seakeeping. Additionally, while the four even height and spaced out gun layout was maintained, the torpedo launchers were altered. Instead of three twin mountings, there were now two triple mountings, using newer and more effective torpedoes, although the forward recessed mounting position was retained. The concentration of torpedoes meant that for the first time in the Japanese Navy, dedicated reloads could be carried, which meant that although only six torpedoes could be fired in a single salvo, it was now possible to come back again with another six later on in an engagement. The only other weapons provided were a pair of machine guns for anti-aircraft use, with 38,500 horsepower driving the ships through the water at just over 37 knots in ideal conditions. A dozen ships would be ordered, laid down between 1923 and 26, and commissioned between 1925 and 27. They would be the last destroyer class of the Imperial Japanese Navy before the launch of the Fubuki class marked a rather radical upgrade in size and firepower. Initially, the class was named after the traditional Japanese names for the various months of the year, but about two-thirds of the way through, they seemed to have lost track of that particular idea, skipping August entirely, but including September, and then switching over to phases of the moon for the last four ships. Although, rather unhelpfully, the Kikuzuki, or chrysanthemum moon, can also be used as a term to refer to September, along with the more conventional Nagatsuki. By World War II, they were also the oldest destroyers in the Imperial Japanese Navy, still considered to be fully frontline vessels. But with that came the attendant risks, with one of the class, the Kisaragi, only surviving Japan's entry into World War II by 4 days, being sunk during the Japanese attack on Wake Island, and avoiding being the first major Japanese surface asset sunk during the war, only thanks to one of the earlier Kamikaze class being blown up a few minutes earlier. Another two ships, including the class lead, would be lost during the Guadalcanal campaign, and yet another ship was sunk attempting to supply Japanese forces in New Guinea, which meant that a third of the class was gone by the end of 1942. 1943 claimed three of the survivors, two being lost to air attack, and Nagatsuki being shot up by US forces during the Battle of Kula Gulf and forced to run herself aground. The last five ships would then be claimed in 1944. Fumizuki was caught in February by US aircraft while they were attacking Truk. Minazuki ran into the submarine USS Harder in June and ate a torpedo. Satsuki was caught by US aircraft in September, and the last two survivors were Yuzuki and Uzuki, which managed to last all the way to December 1944 before being sunk on the same day, the 12th, the former by an air attack and the latter by PT boats, both while escorting convoys, despite at that stage having traded in half their main guns and one of the torpedo launchers for numerous 25mm anti-aircraft guns. This meant, of course, that there were no survivors for examination post-war, which meant that only the wrecks in various harbours and off of Guadalcanal in the relatively shallow waters there could offer any clues as to their fit-outs at the times of those various ships' losses.
That's it for this video. Thanks for watching. If you have a comment or suggestion for a ship to review, let us know in the comments below. Don't forget to comment on the pinned post for dry dock questions.